to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Well, I guess we'll never forget the terrible events of September 11, 2001 in New York. The terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center were actually shocking in the extreme, weren't they? Terrible loss of life. Just recently, I read about one young man, aged 24, who lost his life on the then 89th floor of Tower 2. He was a young man called Brad Fetchett. His mother, Mary, didn't have the chance to speak to her son before he was tragically killed. But she's worked since on a committee to try and make sense of what actually happened. And here's what she said. Although I'll always have a void in my life due to the loss of my wonderful son, Brad has a special place in my heart that's always reserved for him. I feel his presence every day, she said. He gives me strength and courage to continue. His beautiful smile, his sense of humour and thoughtful, understated manner are forever etched in my mind. In his memory, I have intentionally chosen, she said, to focus on his life and his belief that good can overcome evil, that love is stronger than hate, and that when you change one heart, you change many. Then she said, we must work together to create a safer world for our children for generations to come. Now, I thought that was a very moving statement from a lady whose heart is still breaking over that tragic loss of her son. But this, I think, introduces this topic of having hope when everything around seems hopeless. Well, if you're thinking about this, trouble is part of life. In fact, to be human is to have trouble. When we look at literature as far back as we can go in human experience, we find that people have faced deep trouble. Many people have suffered, and that could come through illness, death, or natural disasters, or relational problems, getting on with people. It's been there from the start. And this trouble has brought suffering to other people. In other words, news is full of trouble. There's murders and illness and accidents and so on. One way or another, in our life, at probably any time, we've got trouble of some kind. When we're in trouble, we do suffer, just as that mother, Mary Fetchett, suffered in the loss of her son, Brad. I was looking at Psalm 130 in the Old Testament because we meet there a man who was suffering, a man who wanted answers. In verse 1 of Psalm 130, he said, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry of mercy. So what that is all about, and it's good, I think, to read Psalm 130 sometime, you'll notice that God is a personal God, one who wants to hear how we're feeling. There are lots of things today where people become impersonal. But the Psalms, in the Psalms, we're talking about a God that understands how we feel. The Christian faith is all about a God who knows and understands how we feel. It was the Apostle Paul when he wrote to the church at Corinth. He said, we want you to know about the trouble that we suffered in Asia. He said, we had great burdens that were beyond our own strength. He said, we even gave up the hope of living. In our own hearts, we believed that we would die, he said. But this happened so that we would not trust ourselves, but to trust in God. So I guess it's true that trials and hard times are really part of life. Actually, they're an important part of life. But God comes and he says, for example, he comforts us every time we have trouble. That's what Paul said. So that's the sort of message we need to hear. And then we read, for example, in 2 Corinthians 1:3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. So I'm saying today that God is the God of the wounded heart, and he's the shepherd of every valley that we travel into. He will never ask us to go where he hasn't been. He's faithful. He's God. And I think that's a great message for today. And that's the reason that we can have hope. We can trust in God. God is there. In Jeremiah 16, there's a prayer that says, Lord, you are my strength and my protection. You are a safe place for me to run in times of trouble. And that's a good prayer in itself. Thank you today, Heavenly Father, for that truth, that in you there is hope, that we can put our trust and our hope in you. And Lord, that does give us hope. It gives a reason to keep going. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.